It's Thursday, April 19th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials cut off water and threatened to cut off electricity to the largest house church in Beijing, Zion Church, this month after the church refused to have surveillance cameras installed in the building they rent. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh of International Christian Concern about how this new form of persecution may affect other house churches.
This event in itself is very alarming because Zion Church is the biggest house church in Beijing right now. And so I think a lot of people are watching how they will react to it, and also their response to the government's order. It's going to be, I guess, a model or it's just being close watched by all other house churches, because if this has become a new normal, then this means that all other house churches in Beijing, sooner or later, they are going to face similar situation as well, and this is just not a good sign at all.
The church's pastor, Guo Zhenjun, asked for prayer in this trial, saying they did not fear man despite the government's threats. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." While churches in the West are declining, churches in the developing world are growing rapidly. Australian pastor and professor Graham Hill recently reported through Eternity News that Christianity in Africa, Asia, and Latin America has grown from about 94 million people in 1900 to over 1.3 billion people in 2010. Hill said one of the characteristics of these growing Christian communities is their, quote, whole of life faith and mission to call people to love and repentance in all areas of life, end quote. Nearly 90% of refugees in the Netherlands are not working, since low-skilled jobs pay approximately the same as government welfare, according to the Dutch Statistics Office. Similar numbers of asylum seekers are on welfare in Austria, and about 4 in 5 migrants in Germany are unemployed. Marriage rates are at their lowest in the UK since 1862, according to the Office for National Statistics. However, a study by the Church of England's Life Events found 72% of 18 to 35-year-olds still intend to get married, with the majority of millennials wanting to get married in a church instead of a registry office. A Senate committee began confirmation hearings last week for CIA Director Mike Pompeo, President Donald Trump's pick to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Pompeo is taking fire from Democrats after standing by his position that marriage is between one man and one woman when asked if homosexuality was a perversion in the hearing. Pompeo has also spoken out against radical Islam and supported his faith, saying, quote, "Jesus Christ, our Savior, is truly our only solution for our world," end quote. Matthew 10:32-33 says, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Barbara Bush, wife of America's 41st president, George H.W. Bush, died Tuesday at her home in Houston at the age of 92. President George W. Bush and First Lady Laura appeared on Fox Business to talk about their recent visit with Mrs. Bush, highlighting her mischievous sense of humor and her assurance of heaven.
Laura and I went over to see her a week ago Saturday. We had a wonderful visit. She was strong, lucid.
Funny, still.
Funny. She and I were needling each other, and the doctor came in, and she turned to the doctor and said, "You want to know why George W. is the way he is?" And the doctor looked somewhat surprised. She said, "Because I drank and smoked when I was pregnant with him." She's funny. And I had a beautiful visit with her. She truly believes that there's an afterlife, that she'll be wonderfully received in the arms of a loving God, and therefore did not fear death.
The matriarch of the Bush family political dynasty, Barbara Bush, is survived by her husband, 5 children, 17 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Parents across the country are planning on pulling their children out of public schools next week in protest of, quote, "graphic gender-bending sex education," end quote, from groups like Planned Parenthood and the schools. The sex ed sit out is scheduled for Monday, April 23rd across 12 cities, including some in Canada and Australia. You can learn more through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Mark 9:42 says, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea." Heroes have emerged from the tragic Southwest flight from New York to Dallas on Tuesday when an engine blew shortly into the flight, shattering a window and killing a passenger. When a woman was being sucked out of the plane, Tim McGinty, along with another man, helped pull her back to safety. McGinty's wife said, quote, "My husband loves God and believes our purpose here is to love fiercely and to serve others. Some heroes wear capes, but mine wears a cowboy hat," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, April 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we produce the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.